everyone, this is Darcy here for Audiomo Day 11. And again, I'm getting this in just under the wire. It's about 20 after 11 p.m. Eastern Time as I record this. And I actually started to record it earlier, to record one of these earlier, and then my phone rang and I wasn't actually sure what happened. Because it looked like what happened was like the recording stopped, but there was a huge pause at the end, and I kind of lost the flow of what I was saying, so I just decided to start over. A few things I want to talk about today. The first is, if you've listened to the Accessibility podcast at all, then you've heard me talk about Launch Bar, which is a Mac app, which is an application launcher, but it can do a lot of different things. I've heard it described as Spotlight on steroids, and that's probably a good enough description as any. Anyway, they just released their version 6 today, and it really is worth checking out. There's a lot of new things you can do with it. Like, for example, you can use the Finder tags, which is a new feature they've added in Mavericks. You can use that in Launch Bar. You can use Launch Bar to record, to make FaceTime calls, which I actually like that a lot better than the built-in FaceTime app. I find it works a lot better. And there's just, and apparently you can make your own actions and stuff now. There's a lot new in Launch Bar, and it really is worth looking at, if you haven't already. And speaking of the Accessibility podcast, I wanted to remind everyone that tomorrow, that's June 12th, we'll be doing an episode of the podcast at noon Eastern. So if you hear this before then, you could listen live. If you follow the VO Live hashtag on Twitter, that's the # VO Live, you can find out more information about when we're going to start streaming. And if you don't get a chance to listen live, you can always subscribe to the podcast. I don't know yet what we're going to be talking about. I suspect probably a lot of what they talked about at WWDC last week. Probably still all absorbing that and talking about it. As for, what was the last thing I was going to talk about? Oh yeah. I just now finished watching Star Trek The Motion Picture. And it seems like I've been talking about Star Trek a lot. It just happens to be one of the things I'm focused on right now. If I was doing this a few months later, I'm sure I'd be talking about Doctor Who a lot, because it'd be right in the middle of Doctor Who season. But right now, Star Trek is something I've been focusing a lot on. And I think I mentioned the other day I was going to watch this, but I'm watching Star Trek. I watch Star Trek The Motion Picture because one of my favorite podcasts is called Mission Log, and each week they do another episode of Star Trek. They've gotten through the original series, the animated series, and they're starting off with the movies tomorrow. And so the first one is Star Trek The Motion Picture, and so I thought I'd watch it first to, because it's been a number of years since I've seen it. And the prevailing opinion is that the odd number Star Trek movies aren't so good, and the even ones are the good ones. As for Star Trek The Motion Picture, I don't know that I think it's a bad movie, but I don't know that it's a great movie either. I think what happened is, around the time that they made the first Star Trek movie, which was 1979, there were probably three relatively recent, big successful sci-fi movies. I'm thinking of 2001 A Space Odyssey, Star Wars, and Close Encounters of a Third Kind. Of the Third Kind, I guess, is what it is. And 2001 and Close Encounters were kind of more artsy kind of movies, whereas, Star Wars was obviously a more action-oriented thing. And I think when they did Motion Picture, the Star Trek Motion Picture, I think they went a little too far to kind of emulate the the artier movies, the 2001 and Close Encounters. And I think what they should have been doing is making a movie similar to Star Wars, which I think is what happened with Star Trek II. And I think that's the big problem. There's a lot of really long scenes, like the scene of the long panning scenes you see of the Enterprise and the Captain Kirk's shuttlecraft going towards the Enterprise, which seems a lot like the you see similar scenes in 2001: A Space Odyssey of the I think it was the pod that was going to the moon and stuff like that. I haven't seen that movie for a while, but it I think that's, you get a lot of that. But it's not really a bad movie. It's just a very long, very slow-paced movie. But it's worth seeing if you never have. Like I said, it's very different from the other movies, but I don't know that it's a bad movie, but I don't know if it's a good one either. So, I guess that's my review of Star Trek the Motion Picture. Because I'm sure everyone was just dying to know what I thought of a movie that is 35 years old. But I think that's going to do it for this audio-mo. I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully a little bit earlier. And I'll talk to you then.